Can you kind of just tell me what your involvement with the program is?
I actually did some special Olympics programming before I came to Syracuse University. I was a freshman this past year, and I had previously coached and coordinated for a special Olympics team in Rhode Island, which is my hometown. And so when I came to Syracuse, I saw that they had a whole inclusive U program, as you probably know of, and just a really good inclusive program for students with disabilities. But I noticed that they didn't have any affiliations with Special Olympics, so I was a little curious, so I kind of looked into it and saw that there used to be a Special Olympics club on campus many years ago, maybe like 5 years ago, but it's been inactive ever since the leaders of the club graduated, I guess. So I looked into restarting that club, and I reached out to one of my contacts with Special Olympics Rhode Island, one of my past supervisors, and he happened to know someone from Special Olympics New York, so he put me in contact with them, and I met with them once over Zoom just to see if it was possible to start something sponsored by Special Olympics at Syracuse. And we came up with the idea to kind of partner with Inclusive U so that we get Inclusive U students as a part of this unified programming on campus, which is actually really good because there are a lot of other colleges that have Special Olympics unified, but because they don't have a huge population of students with disabilities, they usually have to recruit from just around the area, and they have the typically developing students be the partners, but they usually don't have like a lot of students on campus who want to participate as athletes. So we have quite a bit of athletes on campus, which is really good. So anyways, I had another meeting with Special Olympics New York and with some people from Inclusive U, and we started getting the ball rolling pretty much pretty recently, actually. This is kind of like a second half of a second semester thing that I started, so we're just working on it to get it started for next semester now. So doing a lot of work over the summer. I'm working on the paperwork to get it recognized as a on-campus club, and then I also have to get paperwork done to recognize it as a Special Olympics college champion school. So kind of just working on that, and pretty soon we're going to start recruiting for board members for the club because I need to have all that of those things set up before it's recognized as a club on campus. So with that process, we're going to be recruiting students with and without disabilities to be on the board, specifically students who are involved in Inclusive U to be on the board. And I guess the whole goal for this on-campus club is not just going to be centered around sports and tournaments. We also want it to be kind of like a wide campus engagement type of deal with activism and different campaigns that we're going to do, like spread the word to end the word, stuff like that, just to promote inclusivity, like all around campus and just to normalize it a little more. But yeah, that's pretty much where we're headed right now, and the goal is to have it all set up for next semester.
Yeah, that's awesome. That sounds very in depth too.
Yeah.
Can you kind of go a little bit more in depth of, what specifically the program will entail once it's
Yeah.
completed?
Yeah. So obviously, I mean, we still have to come up with specific events, which will be brainstormed by the board. But ideally, like, I'd want to eventually get to the point where we can have tournaments against different colleges around the area. So I know there's a few other colleges in New York. I don't remember the specific one, but a few other colleges in the New York area, upstate New York area, that are looking to also start clubs. So the goal is that eventually, once we have a whole team together and we figure out what sport we're going to do, because that's another thing. We can do multiple sports. We can stick with one sport. I'm leaning towards basketball, but we kind of have to do what everyone wants to do. But once we figure out a sport, have games against other colleges. And aside from that, also have fundraisers so that we can maybe go on trips together and do something together, like some team building, and also fundraisers for maybe other organizations that have similar missions to Special Olympics. And then in addition to that, like I said, with like the campaigning, Spread the Word to End the Word is something that I'm personally very passionate about as well, just because like that's just been a big thing that I've encountered. Like everywhere I go, people are uneducated on the R word. I'm assuming you know what it is, but so like that's a huge thing that I definitely want to do around campus, because I've heard it a lot on campus and like, I mean, everywhere. Like, it's everywhere, but that's a campaign we could do. I know I looked into, like, the past Special Olympics Club, what they actually did, the past one that was on campus. They had a similar campaign with Spread the Word to End the Word, but what they did was they spray painted words in the snow that you could use instead of the word retard. So, like, stupid or other words that you could use aside that word. So I thought that was really cool. So maybe we could do something like that. Just different things to spread awareness, you know. I want that to be a big part of it. I don't want it just to be sports. But like I said, like, we still haven't even really brainstormed too much into what we're going to be doing yet, because we don't even have a board together, so I can't really speak too much on specific things we're going to be doing.
Yeah, I definitely understand that, but that sounds great. Do you feel that maybe, I know you were just talking that you kind of want it to be more than sports, but do you feel that because kind of your main focus will be sports, that'll kind of attract, you know, make it into a bigger program and make it easier to kind of advocate for those other programs that you mentioned as well?
Oh, for sure. And I think that because we're going to be doing sports, it will draw in a lot of students from different majors. Like, I'm personally an inclusive special education major, so I know a lot of people in my major are like automatically going to be into it just because it's an inclusive program. But then in addition to that, I'm thinking like sports management and sports analytics majors are going to love this idea, because, I mean, they even had they had a lot of involvement in the past club that was on campus, the past Special Olympics club that was on campus. They pretty much ran all the fundraising and did a lot of fundraising for Special Olympics in the past. So I know, like, sports majors are definitely going to be really into it. And it's kind of a good way to draw students in who have an interest in sports, because then it's, like, bringing them into that, but then it's also going to promote inclusivity and like has a whole umbrella of things that we can do together. So I definitely think it's like a good way to attract new members to the club, and I'm excited to see like how many different people from different majors will be involved. Another thing that me and just like the Special Olympics and Inclusive U team were thinking about doing was maybe having like one representative from like a few different clubs that promote like diversity serve on our board, so that like if there's like, say there's like an LGBTQ club, having like one board member or one person who's a part of that club also serving on the Special Olympics board, so that they're recruiting others from like their own population and just like making it even more of an inclusive thing. Or we could even also have like try to have like one person from like each school in Syracuse, just to like get everyone involved, as like many people as possible to bring them in. But we definitely have been thinking about a lot of different tactics, just to bring people in from different parts of the Syracuse community.
Yeah, and going off of that, I mean, because I'm focusing a lot on the unified sports program in high schools, Central New York, and, you know, specifically right around Syracuse, has a bunch of programs, which I found out, which currently have, you know, basketball and bowling programs. Do you think it'll be easier to then recruit people, you know, that might, you know, graduating, rising seniors that have got accepted, have been accepted to Syracuse, into this club? And do you think that'll make a big impact because of how widespread the unified sports program is in Central New York right now?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I've even spoken to students about like unified sports just in general, like last semester, both students with and without disabilities, and they've always like had good things to say about their high school sports teams and just been very passionate about it. So definitely a lot of students who come to Syracuse have had some involvement in high school with those unified teams. And I think since Special Olympics is such a recognizable organization, and it's in pretty much every state, I think it'll be, like, a really good publicity thing, because people will see that on a flyer and be like, oh, I did that in high school, and, like, automatically have, like, an incline to join.
Yeah, and what will your role specifically be going forward? I know you mentioned that you were kind of the kickstarter of all of it, but once it's in its full swing, what will you be doing?
So I'm going to be the president of the club, at least for the first year. I don't know what I'm going to be doing moving forward, but yeah, I'm basically going to be the president and the leader of this club, and then recruit other members to serve as secretary, treasurer, and then we'll just have, like, we basically can have unlimited board members, which is really nice because we can get a lot of people involved. So just recruit a bunch of board members. But yeah, that'll be my role.
Awesome. And why, again, you spoke about this a little bit earlier, but why is this important to you? Why is this club, starting this club and seeing, you know, potentially a change, a big change, why is this all important to you?
I think, like, throughout my life, I have just always been wanting to promote inclusion no matter where I go. I live in kind of a small area, like I live in the smallest state in the U.S., and I just grew up always being inspired by my older brother who has Down syndrome, and just always wanting to help him, like, be included in things, and it, like, pushed me to, like, do something even bigger. And when I was in high school, I actually founded a nonprofit organization local to my state, so just a state nonprofit, but it was a 501c3, and it's called Providence Unified Youth because it was in Providence, Rhode Island, and its mission was to foster friendships between teenagers with and without disabilities. So we would have, like, these monthly lounges, or sometimes it'd be every other month, but we'd always have a room available to us in the library, and we'd get together, and there would be teens from all over Rhode Island, mainly around Providence, Barrington, around, like, surrounding Providence, kind of, but we'd have teenagers come, and we'd have different games we'd play with them. Sometimes we'd go bowling or have a holiday party, like, different themes for the lounges. But that, like, was the main thing that I did here that kind of has pushed me to try to promote inclusivity everywhere I go. And then, like I mentioned before, I did the Special Olympics coaching here. And I also started at a YMCA near me. I started an adaptive summer camp for children with disabilities so that they could be integrated into the traditional summer camp at the YMCA. So basically, like, everywhere I've gone, like in workplaces or just in my communities, I've been trying to promote inclusion as much as I can. And when I got to Syracuse, I saw that they have a great inclusive program, but I think the thing that was missing was getting other students without disabilities involved, because they have, like, they do have a lot of students without disabilities that are involved, but I feel like it's kind of limited. Like, I know a lot of the students who are involved in it are education inclusive special education majors, and or they just like are signing up to do it through like a peer mentoring type of deal. And I just know a lot of students who would benefit from something inclusive that kind of draws them in, and I feel like there wasn't too much outreach or really like an organization that was like drawing other students in to participate with the inclusive youth students. And I just felt like this would be a great way, and like you said before, like something familiar to everyone, that would draw students in from different majors, different backgrounds, to promote inclusivity over on campus. And I did like the peer mentoring for the first year I was there. I did peer mentoring with Inclusive U. So I really was able to see like that kind of divide. Like, yes, there are students without disabilities who work with them, but it's kind of limited to the same students. And I thought like a Special Olympics club would bring different students in from different majors, from different backgrounds. And yeah, that's pretty much what like pushed me to want to do this. And just like Special Olympics is such a familiar organization, so just wanting to have that to like bridge the gap and to promote inclusivity on campus.
All I can say is wow. Clearly you've done a lot of very substantial work in, you know, with communities. And how significant would you say, or how significant of a program club would you say this is? You know, how much of a difference do you feel this is going to make on the community?
I think it's going to make a huge difference. I think that it's going to foster a lot of friendships, and really, and I think it'll really change a lot of people's perspectives on inclusion. And because, like we said before, a lot of students might just come in and do it because they want to play basketball, but then they're going to meet these amazing inclusive youth students, and they're going to form friendships and see, like, really see their full potential without, like, sitting back from afar and just judging, like, actually, like, coming and playing a sport all together. And I think that will really, hopefully, like, obviously it's not going to get rid of all the stigma around inclusion and around individuals with disabilities, but I'm hoping that it'll take away some of it in the Syracuse community, and I'm hoping that it'll start to fill in the gap. And I think it'll really, really be a good thing also for the inclusive youth students to be able to make more friends around campus, because they're really limited to the people on their floor where they live in their dorm. A lot of them live in the same dorm like their first year, and sometimes the second year, and they live on the same floor. And they have some like peer mentors who live on the floor with them, but it's basically like, I feel like essentially a lot of the time they're seeing the same faces all the time. So it'll kind of switch things up a little and allow them to meet new students and hopefully make new friends. So yeah, I really do think it'll have a positive impact on the Syracuse community.
Yeah, that's awesome for sure. And I just had one last question for you. Is there anything else I might not have, you know, brought up in our conversation today that you feel is important?
I think like maybe the main point should just be, I think the main idea is just to get the word out that we're going to be opening this to all students at Syracuse. And another thing, I don't know if you want to add this, but there's also like the opportunity for students who are not students at Syracuse University, but who are living in the Syracuse area, who might have just graduated high school and aren't in a college program yet, or are just living locally, who, if they wanted to participate, like students with just like individuals with disabilities living around that area, even if they're not affiliated with Syracuse University, we would definitely welcome them into the program as well. I don't know if you wanted to add that in, but that's something that we were also talking about on our meeting. But yeah, I just think it's going to be a great way to bridge that gap and to, like we said before, a main point is that Special Olympics is so familiar and that so many students have participated in Special Olympics unified sports at their high schools, and that it's just like a familiar name. So, yeah, I think those are the main points